This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an Your Host.
Do you remember when Joy Behar was celebrating like a little schoolgirl when somebody handed her a little note that there were indictments coming from Mueller's collusion probe? Lord Mueller's collusion probe. She gets handed a little note. She celebrates like a little girl on air. Hey, woo, wee, indictments, Trump collusion, Russia, hee, woo. Turns out to be fake news. But she looked like quite the clown that day and every day. Oh, there she is. Oh, yeah, go to the audio, guys. Can you put the audio up? Oh, Joy Behar, Clown Behar here.
News.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
breaking news.
Oh,
ABC
breaking news.
News, Brian Ross is reporting. Yeah. Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, God. Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes! Yeah!
Yeah, and then Meghan McCain is standing there like, what are you celebrating? What? That's like somebody hands you a note. They just did the final tally, and Hitler gassed 1 million Jews. Whoa, we told you. Like, whoa, psycho. Psycho. See, do you get it? These people hate America. They want to see America be brought to its knees. And that's why they celebrate, yay, this country's so corrupt, finally we can justify destroying it and hating it and get all the youth to hate it too. Woohoo! But it doesn't stop there. Now Stephen Colbert is celebrating the FBI's working for a porn star, the FBI raiding Trump's attorney's office over documents regarding a porn star from years ago. Here's Colbert now celebrating the total abuse of power by Robert Mueller and the FBI.
Cohen has said he made the payment out of his own pocket. And for the first time, Trump addressed this subject while waiting for the bathroom on Air Force One. His lawyer so much he lets him do stuff he doesn't know about
now,
in his
second.
Name for reasons
now, he now, but the Democrats can smash servers, bleach bit servers. Debbie Wasserman Schultz can threaten police. They don't have to tell you or show you the evidence of any Russians hacking. They just say it and then erase all the actual evidence, and that's okay. Colbert never files a report, but we need to find out what happened to Stormy Daniels and Trump years ago. I got to go back to Colbert for this.
That's like saying, Doc, just put me under and take out whatever you organs want, okay? Dealer's choice. You want a lung, you take it.
I don't get that comparison. Doesn't make sense at all. Okay. No, it didn't make sense.
So he said on camera, just to recap, you'll have to ask Michael Cohen. Well, guess who watches TV? Robert Mueller. Because today, on a tip from Mueller, the FBI raided Cohen's office, seizing records related to several topics, including payments.
So Stephen Colbert and an entire crowd of people are cheering over the story. The FBI raids an office for a porn star.
Information about porn in a folder marked finances. And all of his information about finances in a folder marked porn.
Congratulations, Stephen Colbert, and your lunatic audience. You just celebrated the FBI working for a porn star. Good for you. I'm
so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're into the second hour here of the Alex Jones Show. I will be with you for the remainder of this second hour, and then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. He's going to be interviewing Syrian Girl and may also be covering, doing live coverage of Mark Zuckerberg's testimony today in front of a Senate committee, of course. It's interesting because you had him meeting with the very members of the committees and of the Congress that he's going to be questioned of before the official hearing and testimony. Okay. And then it turns out that a lot of people in these committees and a lot of people in Congress, of course, are getting paid off by Facebook. Okay. So they're allowed to meet, and then they're allowed to question him, even though they're his clients. Okay, that doesn't seem like a conflict of interest at all. But then it comes out and gets even more ridiculous. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg will not be under oath before Senate committee, but he's compelled by a statute to tell the truth. Oh, I'm sure he's so compelled. Oh, yes. I'm sure that Mark Zuckerberg is really, really compelled. Look at the guy is so compelled to tell the truth. He's just that kind of guy. Just like the kind of guy that would tell you he's not going to sell your personal data. Just like the kind of guy that's going to tell you, if I did sell your personal data, then you should not trust me and you should not want to be on my platform. Just that kind of guy. Because he's the guy that did sell your data. He's the guy you shouldn't trust to be on his platform. He's the guy who's being questioned by his own clients in a testimony that he's not going to be under oath for. You know what they call this? A pig circus. So Mark Zuckerberg, the globalist puppet of the communist left wing, can sell your data, gather all your data. And again, though, let's retrace our steps actually with this, because why is this going on? Why is Mark Zuckerberg testifying? Why is Facebook under a microscope now? What is going on here? Well, there's two elements at play. One, you have the Trump administration and Brad Parscale putting Facebook in the crosshairs, saying we know what you're doing, and they're getting exposed by undercover videos. But that wasn't really what spurred this Zuckerberg going to the swamp. That wasn't what spurred Zuckerberg's wife to wear a Kentucky Derby hat to Washington, D.C. yesterday. No, that was the story about Cambridge Analytica and Facebook sharing personal data with Cambridge Analytica. Okay, so Facebook is taking all your personal data. Facebook is mining all your data. Facebook is then selling your data. Facebook is selling your personal information, which you agreed to when you signed the terms of service. But that's now an issue because Trump won the election. So now we're looking at this as an issue because Trump won the election and Facebook may have actually been helpful by providing useful data to polling firms that Trump then used, or Trump's team used, to win an election. So that's bad, and we need to do something about that. So Zuckerberg and Facebook goes to D.C. for a testimony that's not under oath after he's already met with the people questioning him that are also his clients. But if you take a step back even further, this is when it really starts to get ludicrous. Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg did the exact same thing for the Obama administration. Now, when it was revealed that Zuckerberg and Facebook was giving data to the Obama administration, Cambridge Analytica, polling firms, whatever, to help get Obama in office, it was celebrated. It was glorified. It was genius. Look at the genius Obama using the data that Facebook is giving him, because they basically are working hand in hand every day and bragging about it. And it's all good. All fine and dandy. In fact, it's celebrated. Way to go, Zuckerberg. Way to go, Obama. You guys are super geniuses. And then you fast forward. Facebook does the exact same thing, but for Trump's campaign, and now it's bad. Now Facebook is wrong. Now Facebook needs to answer the call. And so Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg are going to have to testify here. But don't worry, he'll be questioned by his own clients, and he'll have a briefing with them prior to make sure everything goes smoothly. And that's all fine and good. You guys don't think Mark Zuckerberg is a human? Do you think he's a walking android? Is Zuckerberg a human? Is that the top Google search for Zuckerberg? Is Zuckerberg? Guys, you should look at the hat that Priscilla Chan, his wife, wore when she arrived in D.C. Let me tell you something. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife are so socially inept and awkward that Zuckerberg literally hires a team of professionals to teach him how to be human, to teach him how to act human. Well, he had a video, he's bragging about how he walks like an android because it's better for his back. Who advised his wife to wear a hat that even the drunkest person at the Kentucky Derby would think is crazy? Who is advising these people? They're so socially awkward, they have to have professional advice on how to seem normal so that the public might actually accept them, might actually like them, might actually not think they're the bad guy in this Facebook Cambridge Analytica deal. Well, I don't think anything's going to come from this, and that was the question that I had yesterday. What happens to Facebook? What happens to Mark Zuckerberg? What legal precedents could be set from this? Are we looking at terms of service? Are we looking at data mining? It's going to be nothing of that. This is going to be a total softball. This is my expectation now. This is going to be a total softball. Zuckerberg's going to, admit, oh, yeah, we sell your data. Like, nothing new. Like, we know this is going on. Oh, yeah, we sold it. Yeah, we helped. And that's what it'll turn into. Zuckerberg will basically be like, yep, I won the election for Trump. It was me. It wasn't Trump. It wasn't the millions of people that went to his rallies. You know, it wasn't any of that. It wasn't the forgotten Americans. It wasn't the veterans. It wasn't the legal immigrants. You know, it wasn't the working class. No. It was Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg did it all, and he's going to go apologize today. That's what this is going to turn into. oh, yeah, we sold your data. Yeah, we did it. Here's how we sold it here, and we sold it here, and we've been doing this for this long, and people have been using it for this and that, and it'll all conclude with, yep, I won the election for Trump. It was me, and I'm sorry. It was me, Mark Zuckerberg, the human android. It was me. I won the election for Trump. Trump is a dummy. Trump is a buffoon. Trump couldn't have done it without me, Mark Zuckerberg, and Facebook. Period. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. But that's just how it went down. And I'm Mark Zuckerberg, and I put Trump in office, and I obviously regret it. I obviously regret that Russia giving me a couple thousand bucks and... Okay, that just distracts me. I don't know what that was. That was a weird picture the crew just put on the screen there. Now I totally lost my train of thought. I don't know what's going on. Somebody call Mark Zuckerberg, get me back on track. Give me some data, Mark Zuckerberg. I'm losing it here. Zuckerberg put Trump in office, but he's going to apologize today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give?
So I was kind of on a vacation over the weekend. I was out of town attending a friend's wedding in my hometown. And when I go out of town, I try to focus on not like actually getting away from everything mentally and just breaking from it so that you can kind of take a step away and see the forest again and kind of have that re-energy, that re-energizing process of just getting back into it. But I'm sitting here and I'm looking at all this news. I'm looking at what's going on in Syria where they don't even have to give you a reason. Oh yeah, Assad chemically gassed his people. Why? Well, don't ask why. What? Well, who asks why anymore? It's 2018. Who asks why? Trump colluded with Russia. Why? What? Why? What are you, some kind of, why? Who? Nobody asks why. Don't you realize? It's why. Look at this conspiracy theorist over here asking why. Listen to this racist Nazi asking why. Oh, there's Assad. He's bad. I saw it on CNN. Assad bad. Ugh. Crush Assad. Ugh. Don't you see? Assad is stabilizing Syria. He must be stopped. Ugh. Assad wants to have Christians and Jews and Muslims and everybody living in harmony. Just, you know, it's okay. Just do your thing. Just leave us alone. No. No. And so the media says, Assad gassed his own people. But they don't tell you why. They don't show you any evidence. This whole thing. I mean, you want to talk about a rollout. Nikki Haley tweets out last June, if there's a chemical weapons attack in Syria, we're blaming Assad. You want to talk about uncouth. You want to talk about irresponsible. You want to talk about jumping the shark. Okay. If I die, Hillary Clinton killed me. That's crazy. If Alex Jones came on the air every day and said, if I die, you know it's Hillary Clinton. If I die, you know it's Hillary Clinton. The media would go insane. They'd say, how can you jump to that conclusion? Look at Alex Jones. He's a wild man. He's wacky. He blames something. He's blaming someone for something that hasn't even happened. But then Nikki Haley does that. The ambassador to the UN should be a little more responsible. She says last June, if there's a chemical weapons attack in Syria, we're blaming Assad. So she tells you the whole plan. She tells you the whole layout. And then it happens. They blame Assad, and then they want an intervention in Syria, and they're lining up ships and jets on the border. And the whole thing doesn't have a why, doesn't have any evidence. And then you think about it, and the whys actually go in a different direction. Here's Ron Paul discussing how Assad gassing his own people doesn't make sense.
I think the least likely would be Assad. This whole idea, Assad, and it's over and over again, I probably heard it 10 times today. Assad is gassing his own people, and they've said that every time it happens, Assad, and then a month or two later, they prove that it was absolutely wrong. So I cannot see any reason why Assad would do this. There's no reason for Russian to have done this. There's somebody who wants to stir up trouble, and the people who want us to stay there. So we're getting, let's say there's a hint, there's a bone thrown out, we might might leave, according to Trump. Well, no, we have to have a reason for staying. We're not going to let this happen. That's the problem. You know, the McCain's people said, oh, we left Iraq too soon, and that's what happened. ISIS came in. Well, of course, the evidence is pretty strong that we've been pretty friendly with ISIS, and we use ISIS to try to fight our battle. So somebody wanted to stay there. I think the policymakers here did not want us to leave, and somebody does it for them. But I just think this whole idea that all of a sudden that Assad's gassing his own people, I think is total nonsense.
And that's the key. They don't want real solutions. Trump is a real person. He gets in, he wants real solutions. And that's kind of almost an Achilles heel of his, because he can be twisted around and jacked around because he's actually looking for a real solution. But they don't want a solution. That's why they're jacking you around, President Trump. That's why they're false flagging in Syria, President Trump. That's why John Bolton's, I believe, his first day in the Trump administration, the chemical attack happens in Syria, and now we're calling for intervention, essentially, with the troops on the border. Guys, actually, see if you can... I'm pretty sure yesterday was his first official day. Yeah, it was. I mean, oh, man. It's like grass is green. Water is wet. You need oxygen to live. John Bolton's first day in office, and there's a chemical attack in Syria. Of course there is. And I gave John Bolton the benefit of the doubt. But we had the guests. We had the experts. They knew who Bolton was. They told us. They told you. They were right. Total warmonger. He's the walrus. He's the war walrus. John Bolton, the war walrus. Now, let's go to Tucker Carlson. I mean, here's Fox News. Even Fox News is like, hey, you know, before we jump to conclusions on Syria, maybe let's actually look at some evidence.
And now the same people who brought you a dying American middle class, undefended American borders, and endless pointless wars in countries you could not find on a map are telling the president he's got to depose Assad for reasons that are both unclear and demonstrably dishonest. And by the way, it may happen. But before it does, Congress ought to consider a brand new constitutional amendment. Let's call it the Lindsey Graham Amendment. And here's what it would say. Congress shall topple no government until it finishes rebuilding the last government it toppled. And furthermore, talk show generals shall be required to personally visit the battlefield of every war they advocate for. End of amendment. That would happen.
That might end some of the fake news and fake wars that we get pushed into as well. But of course, they don't want that. They don't want solutions. If you have a solution, the gravy train stops. You see how that works? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if they think there's a peaceful resolution to intervention in Syria, they are sadly mistaken. But they know there's not. They want war with Iran and Russia, and they know that Syria is the hotbed to do that. And so now you have Zero Hedge, which, again, was our story, gets the Drudge link, not us who broke it. But that's fine. We broke the story. Zero Hedge gets the Drudge link. It's all good. U.S. Navy destroyer armed with Tomahawks arrives off Syrian coast, harassed by Russian warplanes. Well, we had the story yesterday. We reported it right here on the Alex Jones Show. Russia says it warned U.S. of grave repercussions if Syria attacked. Russia is jamming American drones in Syria. So here you go. Here's that war you wanted with Syria. You know, John Kerry said that we got all the chemical weapons out of there, but it's definitely Assad. Even though we said that they didn't have chemical weapons, it's them.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, I've got all kinds of big news that we've been covering today. Zuckerberg set to testify before his clients, Congress today. He's not under oath. How convenient for him. Of course, you've got the deep state and the globalists trying to start World War III by intervening in Syria. And you've got Alex Jones in the swamp in D.C. addressing the press at the National Press Club today about the attacks on the First Amendment and the frivolous lawsuit against us to try to censor us and bring us down. But I need to cover a different story real quick here, because this is something that is so sick, so twisted, you really can't even believe that this would happen. And the reason I'm going to cover this is for a couple of reasons. One is it shows you the mindset of some of the judges that we have currently in the judicial system, and it shows you the depravity and the filth that our youth are coming up in that are creating monsters. Total monsters. So the story is, two men who raped Colorado Springs 13-year-old get probation, not prison. So the story is, a 13-year-old girl got tied down to a bed and raped by six men aged 13 to 21. Did you hear what I just said? Six men tied down a 13-year-old girl and raped her. And they're not going to jail. They're getting probation. A 13-year-old girl. Now listen to this. You've got the defense attacking the victim, saying, well, she was using marijuana. She had run away from home. She was troubled. She had something to do with this. She's 13, you sick freak. You ought to be disbarred for attacking the victim, a rape victim, of six men tying her to a bed. Now, side note for a second, where's the liberal media? Where's the women's march? Where's the Me Too? Six men tie down a 13-year-old girl to a bed and rape her, and you get nothing? Nothing from CNN? Nothing from the women's marchers? Nothing from the Me Too movement? Because they're a bunch of frauds, that's why. Because they take their marching orders from CNN and MSNBC, and they're not covering it. That's why. Now, why aren't they covering it? Could it have something to do with the assailant's skin color? I don't know. But they're not going to cover it. And the rapists aren't going to go to jail. So you can thank Colorado District Judge Michael McHenry. You can thank him for making sure that rapists that tied down a 13-year-old girl are on probation instead of going to prison. Make sure you thank Judge Michael McHenry in the 4th Judicial District of Colorado. Make sure you thank him for keeping those animals on the street. If you, and so here's my, so okay, so you've got a lawyer that's going to attack the victim and stand up for six men that tied a girl down and raped her. Then you've got a judge that's going to hear their plea bargain and say, you get probation, not jail. And then the lawyer says, well, you have to give the so they came in waves, two guys on trial. Now two more guys are awaiting their to figure out if they're going to be on probation or stand trial. And you know what the defense is saying? You can't put the girl up on the stand again. The judge says you can't put the girl up on the stand again. It's too traumatizing for her. For her to have to recount this and go through it is too traumatizing. Well, how do you think the actual rape was? This makes me sick. So thank Judge Michael McHenry for making sure that if you want to tie a girl down, 13-year-old girl down to a bed and rape her, that you're just going to get some probation. You're just going to get some probation. That is about the sickest thing. Total silence from the mainstream news. Total silence from the Me Too movement. Total silence from the Women's March. It's sick to me. I mean, if that doesn't make you sick. And you know what the sad thing is? Everyone involved in this is obviously very troubled. And it's because of the decay of our society, the decay of the education system, the decay of the family. That's the only reason that you even have a situation where these men, who are young guys, I think the oldest was 21, age 17 to 21, young guys who you would think would understand that, I mean, what you're doing right now should destroy your life forever. You belong in jail forever for this. But then they've been raised in such a decayed society. I, you know, who knows where their families are, where their parents are, if they're going to school. And they've become so decayed. They've become so poisoned by the culture, by the society, that they have it in their minds to tie a girl down and rape her on a bed, a 13-year-old. That's how sick and twisted our society has become. And then you find out it's even worse than you originally thought because the judge says you're not going to prison, you're going to be on probation, and you have a lawyer, a defense attorney, that's going to attack the victim to try to get the rapist off. Seriously, this is so heartbreaking because on so many different levels. Again, it's heartbreaking because this is the decay of society. It's heartbreaking. It's the decay of the justice system. I mean, it's just total cultural rot, total cultural degradation. So thank Michael McHenry, the 4th District Judge in Colorado, for making sure that those young men are on probation and not in jail. And you think they learned a lesson from that? How much you want to bet right now that half those guys end up in jail someday? If not all of them. Because they didn't learn their lesson. Because they didn't learn their lesson. It's sick to me. I honestly can't even imagine. I can't even imagine sitting in that courtroom. Michael McHenry's courtroom. Hearing about a gang rape of a 13-year-old tied to a bed, and you don't think they need to see some prison time. You think probation is the answer. And this is the liberal mindset. This is the liberal pipe dream. And then these individuals are probably going to go right back on the street and commit some other heinous act and end up in jail. And it'll be even worse, and there'll be even more victims. That's what liberalism does. That's what these judges do. And nobody wins. Society loses. The victim loses. The perps lose because they end up worse off. Just an overall loss. So great job, Judge Michael McHenry in the 4th Judicial District of Colorado. Great job. You just had a 360 loss. You are a total loser.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10 to
$250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Truly a sick, twisted society we live in, where judges let violent rapists of young girls walk with just probation and not prison time, where the FBI can now be used for the benefit of a porn star's litigation to the detriment of this country and the president's agenda. And I don't know where the frustration comes. Is the frustration that the society has decayed this much and that we're even at this point? Is that the frustration? Or is the frustration instinctually knowing from your lineage and your DNA that it's never going to change? It's never going to change. Society's always going to be sick and twisted. And if this can go on and you can make up lies about chemical attacks in Syria to start World War III and not give any reason as to why or any evidence. You just get to make it up because you want to go to war. World War III, millions of people would die. So, you know, just make up lies to get that agenda going. Yeah. It's really depressing. Excuse me, dump that. That we have to deal with here, and it's just like, man, I mean, it's insane, dude. It's honestly insane. Let's just let me hit some of this news. I rarely ever cuss on air. That just really tells you where my head is at right now. I just can't even believe it. I can't even believe it. Every human being should be outraged at the nonsense we're dealing with. But, you know, Kim Kardashian or something is more important than calling out another false flag in Syria. You know, whatever. Screw the country. Stormy Daniels, she can't get the documents from Trump's attorney. So send the FBI in there. Yeah, yeah. Mueller will take care of that. Yeah, yeah. Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg did the exact same thing for Obama that they did for Trump. He was a hero then. Now he's the bad guy. You get it yet? No, you don't. So we keep going, and we keep going, and we keep going, and we keep going. And it feels like insanity now. It feels like insanity to actually care about humanity, to actually care about the future, to actually care about your country. It's insanity now. It's insanity to care because it's never going to stop. It's insane for me to actually care about people when you've got a judge that lets rapists walk with just probation instead of prison time. It's insane for me to care about the future of this country. It's insane for me to care about the future of Earth when you can make things up to start World War III that will kill millions of people. Why should I care? Why don't I just throw it all away and just go hang out and go watch a ball game or something? Because no one else cares. Why should we care? So we're insane now. We're insane because we care about the future. We're insane because we care about humanity. We're insane because we want to have a debate over the GMOs that in every lab test with rats by the third generation is growing tumors and is deformed, but we eat them voluntarily every day without even warning. It's insane for me to care about that. It's insane for us to care about the vaccines that are poisoning our youth. It's just, I could go on and on. The fluoride in the water. I mean, this is a joke. This is a joke. Here we are. Humans created by God, put on this planet, we can build rocket ships, we can build machines, we can communicate with people halfway around the world, hell, we can communicate with people in space, we can travel to the stars, we can find out the secrets of the universe, and we're sitting here talking about Kim Kardashian's butt and starting World War III over a lie in Syria. And I'm supposed to care every day while people on CNN and MSNBC lie to the general public. And all the entertainment is just sent out there to brainwash the masses so that they don't care about their future. Same thing with cell phone use. Hey, you just found out that the cell phones are causing cancer. Are you going to change the way you use them? Nah. No. Okay. Anyway. The story is from John Rappaport at Infowars.com. The U.S. government colludes in mass deaths by opioids. But you know what? You know what, guys? We need to do something about marijuana, okay? We need to do something about heroin, okay? We need to do something about the meth on the streets, okay? Yeah, even though pharmaceutical drugs, by the CDC's own numbers, make up more deaths in this country than heroin, cocaine, meth, and marijuana combined. But what industry does the government target? Not big pharmaceutical, but the black market drug industry. not Big Pharma that rakes in money hand over fist and is regulated and killing more people than the black market drug industry. No, not them. And Trump's talked a big game about this. So that's, yeah, that's nice. Let's just pump more drugs into our children. Let's just pump more drugs into our children, pump more vaccines. You know, I mean, who cares, right? Eventually, they're just going to plug their mind into a memory chip, into some computer hub, and live in the cloud. And they'll call it heaven. Okay. This is from Bill Gertz at Free Beacon. Military set for cyber attacks on foreign infrastructure. So, the U.S. is now intruding on foreign networks to deter China and Russia. And then we sit here and bitch and moan about Russia cyber hacking us while we're doing it to everyone else. It's the end of the world if Russia buys up some Facebook advertising, and we call that hacking an election, meddling. But then we actually have agendas and policies and technology and wings of the government to actually engage in this cyber hacking. And that's just what we do. It's all madness, folks. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over for me. Alex Jones, of course, is in D.C. I think, does he return Thursday, guys? Do we know? Thursday. Okay, so Alex Jones will be back in studio Thursday. I think I might be here with you guys tomorrow as well as perhaps some other guests. Don't forget Thursday we have the Stop the Collapse of America live broadcast. I haven't even been going on these rants to try to plug this broadcast, but I mean, how timely is that? I mean, that really, the collapse of America, the collapse of humanity. It's a 34-hour live broadcast on Thursday. Runs from Thursday, April 12th to Friday, April 13th. Of course, the live streams will be available at Infowars.com/show. Starts Friday, April 12th with David Knight in the morning and then concludes Thursday, April 12th, and then concludes Friday, April 13th. Oh, Friday the 13th, it concludes with myself and the War Room at 6 p.m. Central, which I'm about to break, and then I will be going to host the War Room at 3 o'clock. Paul Joseph Watson takes over for me. Zuckerberg about to testify before Congress. So these are all the moving parts. This is what we do at InfoWars Now, and it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, with any purchase of $50 or more, you can get free shipping. So that includes even some of the specials, like the premium InfoWars Life Select 4-week emergency food supply. You can get $100 off with that, plus you're saving on shipping. So you're actually getting kind of a double deal there, because you got $50 more with the purchase and $100 off with the InfoWars Life Select 4-week emergency food supply. Don't forget about Cellforce, 50% off. Bod Ease, 25% off. Alpha Power, 25% off. If you haven't tried the new Super Blue Immune Gargle combo, that is a great new product we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That is also 50% off. All right, I sign off of the Alex Jones Show. Paul Joseph Watson takes over. You can catch me later on the War Room at 3 o'clock. But Paul Joseph Watson, he's got Syrian Girl, he's got other news to cover, and he takes over the Alex Jones Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven.